The Enchanted Isles by Herman Melville. Narrated by Sam Cousy. Take 5 and 20 heaps of cinders dumped here and there in an outside city lot. Imagine some of them magnified into mountains and the vacant lot the sea, and you will have a fit idea of the general aspect of the Encantadas or Enchanted Isles. A group rather of extinct volcanoes than of isles, looking much as the world at large might after a penal conflagration. It is to be doubted whether any spot of earth can, in desolateness, furnish a parallel to this group. Abandoned cemeteries of long ago, old cities by piecemeal tumbling to the ruin, these are melancholy enough, but like all else which has but once been associated with humanity, they still awaken in us some thoughts of sympathy, however sad. Hence even the Dead Sea, along with whatever other emotions it may at times inspire, does not fail to touch in the pilgrim some of his less unpleasurable feelings. And as for solitariness, the great forest of the north, the expanses of unnavigated waters, the Greenland ice fields, are the profoundest of solitudes to the human observer. Still.